News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Dormant Assembly is being recalled to discuss violent scenes that have played out after anti-immigration protests in Belfast. More last night. Amanda Ferguson is a journalist based in Belfast. Amanda, who's behind these riots?
Well, they're clearly a combination of people that are participating in the riots, and the PSNI hasn't so far wanted to pin it on any particular groupings, but it's very clear that it's in concentrated areas in parts of Belfast. If we go to yesterday, I was out and about for most of the day speaking to people. The vast majority of people are just horrified by what's unfolding on the streets, and a lot of the businesses that have been targeted in the Botanic area on Saturday, businesses perhaps that would usually be frequented by people of colour and people from the Muslim community were packed full of their white neighbours wanting to show solidarity, having cups of coffee, trying to put a bit of money through the businesses that had been targeted by racists. At the weekend, then whenever I was in Botanic, maybe around sort of 4:30, business owners in that area began to panic and their shutters started to go up. Some people didn't have shutters on their businesses that had already had glass smashed and been damaged, and they couldn't really afford to close their businesses because there had been a suggestion that there would be another so-called protest at around 5 o'clock outside a hotel in the city centre. Now, it had been billed online that it would last between 5 and 7pm. Handfuls of people turned up with their faces covered and a few union flags, but no disturbances or violence flowed from those events. Then it was very clear that businesses in the area who were owned, which are owned by non-white and Muslim owners, just decided to send their staff home. Others tried to keep open for as long as they could. And then at around 9:30pm last night, it became clear that police were responding to a developing situation in the Sandy Row and Donegal Road areas of the cities, which would be predominantly loyalist places. The scenes that then unfolded in those areas included petrol bombs being thrown in a business that had been targeted. Attempts had been made to try and set it on fire again. Missiles were thrown at police. And it was also reported that the PSNI's water cannon was en route to Belfast, not to be deployed last night, but just to be in the city on standby if it's needed in the coming days.
Okay. Of course, that water cannon moved to Dublin recently as well. And the Minister for Justice in the North, Naomi Long, has been talking about cross-border cooperation. How much is needed given that we saw the rather unusual spectacle of loyalist protesters standing next to someone with the tricolour over the weekend?
Yes, on Saturday at City Hall, there was the Coolock Says No banner, and I did see some social media footage online whenever that banner turned up in Dublin again yesterday that fellow travellers didn't want to be seen with it because they were horrified at the idea that the Coolock Says No squad, as they're being described, had been it had been reported in the papers in Belfast that they had been drinking with loyalist paramilitaries and given a hero's welcome after their display in Belfast, which isn't representative of most people. It's a warped kind of progress for Belfast that you would see people united in hate with the tricolours and the union flags and those sort of racist messages that were coming out. But I think that what we've noticed as well over the last day or so is that there appears to be a slight difference in response to what's going on, depending on what political background the politicians are coming from. Obviously, Naomi Long is the Justice Minister. She's also the Alliance Party leader. She was questioned about the criticism that the PSNI has come in for, but it's very clear that there's been a massive evidence gathering operation going on, and that while there's only been 4 people before the courts in the last day, that many more people are expected to be arrested and pursued for various incidents. Now, there is a bit of challenge happening. The unelected Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly of the DUP, was speaking online yesterday talking about the sort of genuine concerns, as they were genuinely held concerns that don't involve violence and racism. And it was noted that Northern Ireland's only non non-white politician, Councillor Lillian Sinoy Barr, had asked online, she's an SDLP politician, she had asked online, "Dear Deputy First Minister, can I ask why these genuine concerns are directed at immigrants rather than the government that has contributed to the issues facing this country?" So I think that that's sort of those sort of exchanges will come up in the time ahead.
All right. Amanda Ferguson in Belfast, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.